Every once in a while, you have one of those days, don't you? And sometimes it's not just one of those days, it's one of those weeks. And very often, it's one of those months where everything just seems to be toppling over you. Everything comes down on you. Sometimes these things happen spiritually, emotionally, physically. And when these things happen, what do we want to do? We just feel like throwing up our arms, just giving up, going into a little corner and hiding and saying, enough is enough. But that somehow seems to be what the enemy wants us to do. That's not what God wants of his people. God wants his people to trust in him. And so I have been having a terrible month. And interestingly enough, I found consolation in one particular area. And what has been guiding me through this? I have been praying the sorrowful mysteries of the rosary. And believe it or not, I found comfort in these sorrowful mysteries. But the sorrowful mysteries are not the be-all and the end-all of things. Because when we think of it, on a Tuesday, we tend to pray the sorrowful mysteries, don't we? And then, having prayed the sorrowful mysteries on the Tuesday, I woke up very early, about 2:40 on Wednesday morning, and the Lord placed in my heart, of course, to pray the glorious mysteries. The glorious mysteries. And isn't this what we heard about in our second reading today? It is the resurrection of Jesus that gives us all the hope. Because it is saying to us that death is not the end. Sorrow is not the end. But that there is something that is laid up for us, something even greater. And that is what gives us hope. So we had in our response to our psalm, blessed are those who hope in the Lord. So yes, my sisters and brothers, these days will come. These months will come. And sometimes we go through, as you know, the saints have talked about, the dark night of the soul. We go through this. But then we hear Jesus in the gospel telling us, blessed are you who mourn now. Blessed are you who are hungry now. Blessed are you going through all of these things. And he says, rejoice. Rejoice and be glad, because this is not the end. So we have been given this Jubilee year of hope. We're pilgrims of hope. And what this is saying to us is that we are on a journey. We're on a journey. And as we go on this journey, we're going to find good times. We're going to find bad times. These will be there. But there is one constant, and the constant is God. Because Jesus had said to us, I am with you for 2 weeks. Isn't that what he said? No. I am with you always, always. And therefore, because we know that he is with us always, that is what gives us hope. So think of what's happening in your life today. All of these niggling things that are there, these things that cause you to lose focus, these things that cause you to want to step back, these things that want to retard you. But rather, what we should see Jesus. And we should keep on looking towards him. And you know, I find it interesting that when we come into this church, the first thing we notice is the crucifix up there. We see the crucifixion. You know, the fifth sorrowful mystery of the rosary. And when we go through the door, what do we see? The resurrection, the first glorious mystery. So it is a reminder to us that as we go into the world, we go as people of the resurrection. So this is why Paul says to us, if our hope is only in this life, then we are the most miserable of people. And yes, there is a lot of misery around, but there's hope. There's hope. And Jesus invites us to trust him, to put our hands in his hands, to just walk with him. And as we walk with confidence. So it is not something like a pie in the sky, but it becomes a fact. We can walk with him and we know that everything will be fine. So he says to us, rejoice. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great.